This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
It's been a long, long season, but there's two game weeks left. Welcome to Triple Captain. We've lost Rich. Rich was here. He's just gone. Hopefully he's going to join back in. Hello, welcome to Triple Captain. We're an FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. We're at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. I'm Luke Jurdy. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined by producer Ben. And we haven't got a lot of time. We're recording Friday morning. The deadline's Sunday morning because of the FA Cup final tomorrow. So we're going to rattle through it as quickly as we can. But it is a big game week for myself and Ben because we've got our free hit chip left. Thank the Lord for everyone after this game week. Anyway, for everyone else who's still got their free hit chip, well done for saving it for this long. It's always been tempting to play it. And really, after the results in the double game week, I kind of wish I had played it last week with no Kevin De Bruyne, with no Mount, with no Nketiah, with no Reece James. My team got absolutely battered this week. Absolutely battered. It's been probably my worst game week. Definitely my worst game week of the season. One of my worst game weeks ever in FPL. So, so, so disappointing. I fell head over heels into the Mahrez trap. And I took a -4 to get Mahrez in, and he got 1 point in the double game week. I don't know why I've not learnt my lesson from Mahrez before. I really, really thought that he was first choice for City because he started all the Champions League games. So I just find it odd that. But how can you predict Pep? It was a bad decision. Looked good on paper. My other move would have been just Rudiger to Laporte and not taken a -4, which would have gained me about 7, 8, 9 points maybe. So it would have been slightly better than what happened. But I finished on 71 -4, a game week rank of like close to 5.5 million. And my rank dropped by about 350%. So just to put that in context... Because I'm still in the top 10K, and obviously it's like, well, you're still in the top 10K, like it's great, and which of course it is. But just to put it in context, if I was 100K, I would have dropped to 450K. So just to put that percentage in context, what has happened is I've dropped to 7K.
The reason I'm laughing is because of your voice. Oh, no, he's still in the top 10K.
Well, I mean, look, which is absolutely right. And look, I've got over it. But that Wednesday night, I was very, very disappointed. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne scoring 4 goals. I was never going to bring De Bruyne in because my team set up. I've got Son and Salah. So I wasn't going to get rid of Son. I wanted to captain Salah. And really, I agree. I mean, Big Man Bacarpa on Twitter that they should get rid of the triple captain chip, because this week I don't feel as much for myself because I wasn't going to play a chip. And I thought about free hit, but I thought, no, and my team was doing well. So on paper, I don't think I've done much wrong apart from the Mahrez decision. But I think for people that played their triple captain chip on Mo Salah, compared to people that played their triple captain chip on Kevin De Bruyne, the point swing is absolutely massive. It's 84 points, I think, something like that, around 80 point difference. So for one game week, if you've been ahead of someone by like 100 points in your mini league all season, you've been playing really, really well, consistently doing well, one game week, which was an absolute freak, Kevin De Bruyne scoring 4 goals, you've lost so much ground in 1 week. I just don't think that's fair on the people that... Because it wasn't a bad decision to play triple captain Salah, was it? Like, majority of people playing FPL captain Salah this week. So I really do feel for those people that it didn't happen for. That's, for me, is where the luck comes into it. KDB was a great captaincy option as well, of course. But who would have predicted that?
Who would have predicted that? Sorry, I had internet issues or computer issues. I don't know what comms link is, but it was asking for my password, and then my computer shut down.
I think Zoom cuts you off if you're being too smug. I think that's what happens.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It'd have cut me off for most of the season, to be fair.
Sorry I'm late, but I'm here. I was on time for the record as well, but technical issues let me down. Kevin De Bruyne, it's just the week where it's paid off.
Incredible.
For once.
Yeah.
At last it's paid off. So I had like a massive 40 point gain or something like that from him. He got 60 overall with the captaincy armband.
Wow.
Which is just, you know, excessive, but absolutely delighted that he delivered that well. Combining that with Eddie Nketiah.
On my bench.
Barnes got 10 points as well. Cancelo and Laporte both getting 15. Schmeichel with 8. Alonso with 7. And then, bizarrely, the Liverpool players, Robertson and Salah, the only ones I had, they got 5 between them, which is just chaos. So I had a huge score this week. I think it's my biggest of the season. So 138 minus 4, which I'm absolutely delighted with because I haven't had a game like this since 2021, to be honest. So I needed a game week like this. So it's bumped me up from, I think it was 160k to 118k. But if it wasn't for Son and Kane doing the business last night for Tottenham, it would have been a lot better and I would have been just teetering on the edge of the top 100k. But now with only a few game weeks left, the goal of top 100k is actually in sight. I just need to get the luck again for the next few game weeks because there's going to be a lot of triple captains played this game week, I think, as well as free hits. So I just need to get that captaincy choice and hopefully my captain scores 4 goals again. I was working when that Man City game was on and I just opened up the score, like updates thing. And I seen your message, Luke, saying OMG De Bruyne or whatever. And he had 4 goals. My mind just like exploded. I couldn't believe it. Absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah,
118k.
Yeah, very good. And credit to all those who did it and Captain De Bruyne. And we've been saying on the pod, haven't we, for the last few weeks, really, if you're chasing and you're trying to gain rank, get KDB in because he's low owned. He's a good captaincy option every week and he's producing the goods week in, week out for City. He's a man possessed, isn't he? He's carrying them.
Oh,
absolutely.
Insane. But I think
superb.
This is his best. I think this has been FPL wise his best game week.
Yeah.
I think like ever since he joined.
Oh, definitely.
I can't remember getting 4 goals before.
No. And it's coincided. It's coincided with the drop off in form for Mo Salah. I mean, I've been looking at the stats and he's way, way down. He's nowhere near producing the numbers that he used to be as, you know, when he was the monster of FPL. And I think that's, I guess it's to do with becoming a bit more of a provider, Mane playing down the middle, the introduction of Diaz, perhaps the goals are being a bit more spread. He's not as selfish as before, but it's really making me think, do I need him on my free hit team with one game against Southampton? You know, would it be better to go with De Bruyne and Son in midfield and spread the rest of the money elsewhere in the team? I'm seriously considering it. And what about you, Ben? Where are you at with 2 game weeks to go?
296k, so a bit behind you, boys. Minus 8 this week. 101 points, but minus 8. But I have got the free hit on this week, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I'm going to catch you rich, maybe.
No.
Maybe not after your 4 goals from KDB.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance here, Ben, to make some big gains because there's not a huge amount of people have got free hit left, I don't think. I might be wrong. But it's a chance to gain back on the wild carders and bench boosters from 34 onwards who have made some huge gains, particularly the people that played bench boost if they owned KDB this week. So it's a chance for us to gain a bit of ground back. And the reason being is the people that without the chip aren't going to have a lot of players that have got double game weeks this week. And a few of the players that have got double game weeks this week are topping the stats charts. So I want to talk Everton first, Rich, because they've got
haven't done that all season.
I know. And they're doing all right, aren't they? And Frank's doing a good job. They've got very good fixtures. Well, you know, Brentford and Crystal Palace on paper could be tricky, but they're both at home. And Goodison has become an absolute fortress, hasn't it, in recent weeks?
Yeah, it's become good.
Four goals. four goals conceded in the last six games for Everton.
Yeah. Pickford's on
Liverpool,
fire.
Two games against Leicester.
Yeah.
It's 4 points we need from our remaining three goals games to.
Well, there you go. Then they've got a lot to play for.
Safety, basically.
Yeah.
And we got Arsenal away last game of the season, so it has to be really Brentford and Palace where we pick up the points. We've got a 15 goal swing goal difference over Leeds, so hopefully that will do it.
Nice.
So yeah, they've got motivation. And I had a dream last night that Anthony Gordon scored an absolute worldie against Crystal Palace. So get him in your team.
There you go. So Richarlison is an absolute lock for me on my free hit team. He's absolutely smashing the stats at the moment. He looks hungry, and obviously he's the man. Do you know what Richarlison's goal involvement in his last eight games for Everton is? 75%, which
it's
is
mad,
absolutely huge. So you know, three in every four goals that Everton score, hopefully they score at least four in this double, three in four are probably going to involve Richarlison. So for me, he's a lock and he's a captaincy option.
That's the problem with Everton, though, isn't it, Rich? Is that they are conceded four in the last six games. They've only scored five in the last six games. So they are low-scoring games that you're playing.
But yeah, Richarlison will have got some points out of that. And he's shooting for fun. I just think with the lack of... there's not a huge amount of striking options. I think you'd be foolish to go without him on your free hit this week.
Oh, I can't fit him in because I've gone triple Everton defence.
No, you haven't.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I've got Pickford, I've got Keane, and I've got Holgate. I think it's going to be clean sheet points for certain from Everton this week. Oh. Look, I'm in the position where I can afford to take a gamble. You know, I'm 296k. I need to do something.
I mean, that
is myself
up. That's a hell of a gamble. I think we've lost the third most games in the league this season.
Yeah, but look at what recent form, Rich.
I'll give you that.
In terms of home form as well, Liverpool put two past them at home in game week 34. But apart from that, low scoring games at Goodison Park.
Yeah, Crystal Palace are very good though, I've got to say that.
They're not scoring loads of goals either.
But they are very good.
They're not scoring goals. I could see it being a 0-0 Crystal Palace and Everton.
I can't see that happening. I think there'll be goals. I mean, it depends. If Everton beat Brentford and, you know, it's 0-0 at half time against Palace, it's not a bad shout for them to hold. But if they lose to Brentford, they've got to go for it against Palace. That leaves them open on the counter attack. What do you think, Rich? Would Richarlison be a lock for you if you were free hitting?
He spends too much time faking injuries, doesn't he, Richarlison?
Oh, here we go. It's like TalkSport all of a sudden. He's very dramatic, but he's also very angry, and he puts his elbows in, puts his foot in where it hurts. He like runs himself into the ground every week, even when we're absolutely awful. He gets involved. He's on penalties as well.
It's got to be.
You talk about Richarlison throwing himself to the ground. Anthony Gordon throws himself to the ground quite a lot. So, you know, we have had penalties quite a lot at the end of the season, and we could get another one, so he could be a good shout. Whether he gets in ahead of Nketiah is a tough one for me. I'm just trying to think of priorities in my team. But Richarlison is a good shout for a striker. But I haven't had Everton players all season, so I'm going to continue to do that, I think. But triple Everton defence is just too risky. Maybe go with one. Maybe go with Pickford, because, you know, he's in brilliant form at the moment, and, you know, he's almost certain to get you save points with the amount of shots we concede. Just hopefully he keeps them out.
What about Mikalenko, Rich? Playing as wing-back, scored, shooting a lot. I think if you're going to go for an Everton defender, don't go for the centre-backs. Go for Mikalenko, surely.
Yeah, Mikalenko's pretty much nailed on to start every game now in at left-back. He's the only left-back we've got at the club. I think John Joe Kenny's played at left-back a couple of times. I think he might have gone off injured against Watford. So just double check that.
That he's
fit.
So wait for press conferences for that one then.
Everton defenders have throughout the season made lots of costly errors. Apart from Jordan Pickford, which the season's gone by, you know, he would have almost certainly done something crazy and erratic, but he's just been Mr. Consistent, which is great for England considering the World Cup's coming up. So if I was to pick an Everton defender, I'd probably go for Jordan Pickford, to be honest. Yeah, that's my say on Everton. You know, you've got Coleman, but he doesn't really score as many goals as he used to. He still bombs up and down that right-hand side, but he's just not the goal threat. Yerry Mina's a goal-scoring centre-back, if he's fit. He missed the Watford game. Thankfully, we kept the clean sheet without him, but he's just like the leader at the back. He's just made from polystyrene, though, so that's his
issue.
Yeah,
I think
you're always out injured.
That's always going to be an issue as well, isn't it, if you're if it's a double game week. You're risking, if he gets injured in that first game, you're missing out on a lot there. I think, okay, that's good to know. So we need to wait on Mikalenko news. I think it'll probably be Pickford in goal for me on free hit. I was looking at Schmeichel as well, but Everton have got a lot more to play for, and Pickford's just been banging form, hasn't he? And he's slightly cheaper than Schmeichel. Pope would be the other option for me, but Burnley have got Spurs and Villa away, so I just can't see clean sheets there. So I think it's got to be Pickford in goal for me. But yeah, Ben, I really would urge you not to go triple Everton defence. I think go double.
I'm going to clip that and play that back to you next
go,
week.
Go Pickford, Mikalenko and Richarlison, because then you've got the goal option as well. On to Villa, Ben's favourite topic. Great fixtures, arguably the best fixtures of the double game week. Crystal Palace at home, Burnley at home. Watkins, if he's fit, is a lock for me, alongside Richarlison. Ooh. He's also been doing well in the stats. I know he's not the best at converting chances, but maybe this will be the game week where he finally scores a couple of goals. And if he's not fit, I think Danny Ings is probably a solid replacement, would you say, Ben?
Well, I've got Danny Ings in. I've got Cash, Coutinho and Danny Ings in from Villa for my free hit, because we're doing all right. And actually, we lost against Liverpool. We played really, really well against Liverpool. And Danny Ings could have had a hat-trick. He absolutely could have had a hat-trick. And Matty Cash is the Villa's fans' choice player of the season as well. He's been awarded that this week.
Yeah, I think Cash will be in for me as well. It'll be Cash or maybe just that gamble on Luca Dean, but it's most likely going to be Cash. I think he's a bit more reliable, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? He's got a goal threat, Matty Cash, these days. He likes to put him in. I've also gone for Coutinho. He's just signed permanently for the Villa from Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Fabulous. Great news. Yeah.
20 million quid.
Wow, I didn't know that.
An absolute steal for Philippe Coutinho, and he's been all over it the last few weeks.
Ben, my worry with Coutinho, Gerrard said recently, if I decide to go with one number 10, it is going to be one or the other, talking about Buendia and Coutinho. And Buendia obviously started against the game you played before Liverpool. So I just worry about Coutinho's minutes. I mean, I think when it's towards the end of the season as well, what you think, he'll just start both? Buendia won't get a look in?
No.
What if Watkins
is
fit?
Coutinho
and Watkins and Ings start up top?
We've been playing that, and then Coutinho in behind them, and Buendia's been starting on the bench quite a lot.
Yeah, but he didn't two games ago.
I think that was just purely resting and everything else. The main man is Coutinho, and Buendia spent a lot of time on the bench. Now, I must say that Buendia has been coming on and playing really well, especially in that game against Norwich. He came on and he just gave us that extra spark. I think it's a shame, because Buendia, we paid a lot of money for Buendia last summer. Yeah. And you know what? He's a cracking player, but he is coming on and he is making an impact. So I think for the last few games of the season, he's going to stay on the bench, and so Phil is not going to get 90 minutes, but he will be replaced by Buendia. And it just gives us that extra kind of bit of energy and that extra kick towards the end of the game. So I think that's how Buendia is going to be used for the rest of the season.
This is a controversial opinion, but I think Emi Buendia is a better footballer than Phil Coutinho, personally. Because just FPL-wise, Coutinho has played in the last 8 games, got no assists and no goals. Buendia, has been coming off the bench and has been getting involved in the goals. And no one in English league football has made more chances than Emi Buendia in the last 4 seasons, I think it is.
I think that Buendia is a fabulous footballer in many ways. I think that Coutinho creates more play than Buendia. I think that Buendia as an individual, he does some brilliant things, and he scored some cracking goals this season. But I think Coutinho, I always say it's one of those players where you just hear his name. He's always on the ball. He's always involved. And it's the FPL points, his returns have not reflected how he's been performing. So I think it's a bit like Ollie Watkins. He, you know, again, great performer, but not great finisher, and therefore not great FPL points. I'm gonna gamble with Coutinho, especially against these smaller teams. So that we've got Crystal Palace at home and we've got Burnley at home. I think we could see some Coutinho points this week, especially as he's just signed for us as well.
Yeah, hopefully he'll have like a little bit of a, you know, he'll be on a high because he's just signed 150 grand a week or whatever it is. I wonder how much he's on actually, because he would have been on like £300,000 a week or something at Barcelona, wouldn't he? Oh, that'd be interesting to dig out that.
But Danny Ings, in terms of Ings or Watkins, you know, Danny Ings has been, he's been playing lots of football. You know, he's been getting the minutes. So, and you know what? He looked great. He's looked great in the last few games, actually. He came on against Norwich and changed the game.
Yeah. And he, and that was only because there was an injury, wasn't there?
Yeah.
That's the only reason he came on in that game. But yeah, you know, he's been brilliant. Obviously, he's got, well, he's had injury issues over the last couple of months, but you know, started the last two, am I right in saying? Two goals and an assist in his last 2.5 games.
Did he come off against Burnley?
Yeah,
he didn't start against Norwich yet, and then he started the last two, yeah.
That was it. And it was always going to be hard against Liverpool. But like you said, he still looked dangerous against Liverpool. I think for Villa's sake at the end of the season, you need someone to step up, and Ings seems to be the man in form at the moment. And I'd be looking to get him in on a free hit, probably over Richarlison, to be honest. Because they're about the same price, I think. That's what I'd do for Villa. Ings, or maybe Ramsey if you need like a little placeholder as well, because he tends to start
Ramsey
those games.
Might,
and I think he's a top scorer.
Check press conferences for Ramsey, just in terms of injuries. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Palace. Let's talk Palace. They've got good fixtures as well. I can imagine that Vieira will be in a similar mindset to Gerrard. I don't think he's going to let performances slip. They've got Villa and Everton both away, but Zaha, absolute lock in my team as well. He is smashing the stats. He's on penalties, main threat for Palace. And Zaha tends to finish season strong, doesn't he? I seem to remember in the last few, maybe I'm misremembering, but he seems to finish strong. So, and 6.9 million midfield, double game week. You're not really going to have Zaha in your team otherwise, are you? So you might as well go for him.
He loves playing against Everton as well.
Does he?
The amount of seasons gone by where it's been Wilf Zaha left wing, Seamus Coleman right back. It's just... Coleman must have like nightmares. He's like his Freddy Krueger in his dreams. Head to head always concerns me, and I can just see it now at Goodison. Coleman putting his foot in, Zaha dragging the ball back, and him giving away a penalty. It's pretty much nailed on in my head. Zaha, yeah, he'd be on my free hit list, absolutely. I wanted to bring him in this week, but I didn't fancy taking the -8, and thankfully I didn't because Barnes delivered. But yeah, I'd be looking at Wilf Zaha for sure. Who was the other fixture you said they had?
They've got Villa as well.
Yeah, so there's potential there, isn't it? Two teams who, you know, haven't been great defensively all season. For old Wilf to step up, and it could be, you know, just a 1-0 or something like that. So, you know, when Zaha scores, he pretty much always is going to be in the bonus points because not many other players tend to do it for Palace. You know, I don't think Gallagher's scored since February. So, you know, he's not really an FPL option anymore. Elise, still a little bit too soon for him. Eze, still a little bit too soon for him. Zaha is, and the strikers have rotated as well, of course, with Edouard, Mateta and Benteke. So Zaha, for me, is still the standout choice in FPL for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, anyone else take your fancy?
They've been playing Jack Butland in goal. They play Butland in goal. I don't know if he's an option as an alternative goalkeeper. I don't know if you've considered that before. 4.4, pretty cheap.
He's my bench goalie, just in case something happens to Pickford. But
yeah, potentially.
I'm not expecting him to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a decent keeper. But he, you know, nobody stands out really, do they? If you really wanted like guaranteed points, if you think there's a clean sheet, Mark Gerhey, the centre back's a good shout. He, I think, has only missed one game all season. He's almost definitely going to be Palace's player of the season as well. He's captained them as well this year, despite only signing in the summer. He's probably going to go to the World Cup with England as well. He's so assured. So if you wanted, like, you know, a solid 6 points at the back. I know it's not very exciting. But yeah, he could be a shout on that front. Has he scored this season? He scored 2 goals, so you never know. He might pop up with one as well. Should we talk about someone else?
Yes.
Could we do Leicester? I've got triple Leicester in at the moment. Ooh, on my free hit.
Triple Leicester.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
With Jamie Vardy captain, I've gone for their attacking options. I've gone for Barnes, Maddison, and captain's armband on Jamie Vardy.
Oh, that is a potent.
You know why? You know why? Because Jamie Vardy is obviously, they're out of their European commitments now. They beat Norwich 3-0. Jamie Vardy got 2 of those goals. And also, Jamie Vardy loves to score goals when there's public interest in his personal life. Whenever there's lots of news stories going around about Jamie Vardy, he absolutely bangs them in on the pitch. And right now, obviously, there are some news stories around the Vardy family.
Yes, of course. Okay. Not trying to, you know, contempt that court.
No.
Phrases.
We love the courts of this country. And all we're saying is there is an ongoing case. But I've got a feeling about Jamie Vardy this week. I know they got Chelsea and I know they got Watford first, both away.
I mean, will he start both?
That's a big question, that. Because Daka and Iheanacho have been kind of like rotated before Vardy came back to fitness, haven't they? I know they've not been particularly good this season, Leicester. Where are they? About 13th, something like that. But they do need Vardy to drag them into the top half, really. But is finishing 9th any better than finishing 13th? It's kind of the same, really, isn't it, in terms of reward and what you
top
get
top half, I suppose. Yeah, feels a bit nicer.
Yeah, but you know, there's no. I guess there's financial reward, but you know, he's not going to get a European spot or anything like that. I'd like to think he'd start Vardy. You know, the pressure's off. Vardy might not get 90 minutes in each. He probably won't. But you know, he's going to start one of those at least. I'd like to think. He's been rotating all season. I don't think Barnes has been consistent. I don't think Madison's been consistent in starting 11s.
No. He could rotate. Yeah, I think it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit of a gamble. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe go with one of them. You've had Barnes for a while, haven't you, I think, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's decent. You know, he pops up with goals.
2 assists. Yeah.
But, you know, if you're free hitting, mix it up. And there's not really many striking options, as the Jamie Vardy could be a decent shout. But it's quite a lot of money to invest in a striker that might not start those two games, when you pretty much know that Eddie Nketiah is going to start both games for Arsenal and Richarlison's going to start both games for Everton.
Arsenal have only got a single game week.
Oh, have they? Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely steer clear of Nketiah this week. Arsenal are only playing Newcastle away, which is a tough fixture now, especially. I know they badly need to win after that Spurs game, but they didn't look good at all. They didn't look good before the sending off either. And I think the injuries are really starting to get to them. And Arsenal like to bottle it these days. I know Spurs like to bottle it as well, but Spurs have got Burnley and they look brilliant. Yeah, so I think, yeah, I don't think triple Leicester's a good idea at all, just because I think rotation wise it might hit you, particularly Barnes and Vardy. I think Madison's a pretty good option, but yeah, I'm not too convinced otherwise, Ben, I'm afraid.
Especially if you didn't triple Everton, triple Leicester, like that's
well,
a proper
I was about
gamble.
To ask, what would you say is the worst decision out of that? Is it worse to have a triple Everton defence or a triple Leicester attack?
I mean,
say before we started recording that I was ready to be mocked this podcast, but at the same time, I'm ready to stand by my convictions. I've done my own personal research and I've deleted Twitter weeks ago, which definitely helps. And I feel, I've already changed my Everton, Everton defence based on what you were saying. So
I'd probably rather have that Leicester triple up than that Everton triple up, because you're just basically relying on a clean sheet for a team who haven't kept many all season. I think maybe we've kept 5 clean sheets all season. Like it's not that many.
If that's the case, I'm not going to go back and look at everything, but that if you kept five clean sheets, one, two, three of them have come in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, true. I'll give you that. And you know what? We joked about Ezri Konsa. We joked about Joel Matip.
You did.
And maybe it's a thing for centre-backs. Maybe. Maybe you're like the Mystic Meg of centre-back goal scorers in FPL. That could be what it is. You know what? Just do it. Just go Mina, Keane and Holgate. I reckon they could all deliver for Everton. What we were talking about now. that was Leicester.
Is that all the double teams now? Have we done all the doubles?
Yes, I think we have. Apart from Wolves and Burnley, I don't think we're too interested in them, are we? No, sorry, Wolves have only got a single game, but they play Norwich, so it's a nice fixture for them. But no, it's just Burnley to go, and yeah, I don't think we're too interested in Burnley options, are we?
Not really. They just got manager of the month as well. The Burnley manager, Michael Jackson. Or Mike Jackson, as he prefers to be called.
I can imagine.
He's done very well.
Yeah. Expecting a thriller at Burnley this weekend. it's going to be the usual Burnley play it to Veghorst. Veghorst gets quite a fair few chances. He just can't bury them. And I know he's frustrated a lot of people on Twitter. Anyway, in FPL, so yeah, I don't know. I think Burnley will be safe, and hopefully it's Leeds who go down instead of Everton. So we shall see. But yeah, no one really excites me from Wolves or from Burnley, to be honest.
No,
unless I'm trying to squeeze someone in, maybe Brownhill.
Okay,
can we talk then about the kind of the fixtures that appeal for single game week teams?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you want a free hit, sure. I've got lots of doubles, but at the moment, I've changed one of my Everton defenders. I've taken out Mo Salah, as you suggested, Luke, and I've changed an Everton defender to Trent Alexander-Arnold because they've got Southampton. And I've still got Kane up front at home against Burnley. He's on fire, Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Kane's a bad shout. At all, it's probably going to come down to Kane versus De Bruyne for me. City have got a tricky fixture away at West Ham, and I guess if you're trying to kind of, a lot of people are going to bring KDB in, aren't they now? I think if you're trying to hold rank, KDB is probably your option. If you're chasing a little bit, Kane might be a better option. But I don't think you can ignore Son. I think Son over Kane for me. I think it's either Son and Kane or just Son, because he's one behind Salah for Golden Boot. He was brought off early against Arsenal yesterday, which suggests, you know, he's absolutely the man for Conte at the moment. Son was not happy about being brought off early, by the way. He really wasn't happy. But he's going to be completely fresh for that Burnley fixture. And Spurs badly need the win. He's just the absolute man for them this season, isn't he? I know Kane's on form as well. Two goals last night. But I just really think that Son has to be in. I think if you're chasing, you go for them both. It's either going to be Son and De Bruyne or Son and Kane for me in my free hit. At the moment, Salah isn't making it. It depends kind of what happens in that FA Cup final for me. I think particularly if it goes to extra time and Salah's still on the pitch, they then have to play their next game 3 days later. You'd expect Mane to be rested more than Salah because Salah's had two rests in the last few games, but they seem to be doing okay without him, and his form, as I said, hasn't been great. But it could be famous last words and he could haul against a team like Southampton because Southampton are awful defensively. For me as well, just to quickly talk Liverpool, I think, TAA probably will make it. I mean, it'd be between TAA and Cancelo for me, but I think the fixture at Southampton is probably better than City's fixture against West Ham. And whoever doesn't start the FA Cup final between Jota and Diaz will be in my free hit team.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? Because he was rested against Newcastle, Trent, so it's not like he's definitely starting every single game.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot of rotation at the back all of a sudden, isn't there, at Liverpool?
There is, and he's obviously not afraid to do it, and they're still winning matches. So it depends on this FA Cup, but I think it's a golden opportunity, Ben, for us free hitters to go, if Jota doesn't start the FA Cup final, get him in your free hit. If Diaz doesn't start the FA Cup final, get him in your free hit. Because there's an option there of high upside when not a lot of people will own them.
I still think that Liverpool's best front three are Salah, Mane, Jota. That's what I think their best front three is. So I reckon that's what they'll do for the FA Cup final. Because he can still win the league, Klopp, but it seems as if maybe his focus is more on the cup competitions now, going off the team that he played against Aston Villa anyway. But you've also got to remember as well, they can still win the league, but they need a huge goal difference swing. And Liverpool have got it in them to absolutely just turn it on and get like a 6-0 or a 7-0. Yeah. And what team in the Premier League gets absolutely spanked? 6-7-0 regularly.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
It's a big risk. Ooh. It's a big risk going without Salah. It's a big risk.
So I'm thinking, this could be the weekend to captain Salah, but if he's not starting, it's such a wasted captaincy armband. But Southampton just they properly roll over, and I just think there's so much potential in Liverpool dominating this Southampton team, who have got nothing left to play for. They're safe. They're not going to get Europe. It does a lot.
It's written, isn't it, almost?
Yeah. Let me have a look at the quick 11v11 Southampton Liverpool. And let's have a look at Liverpool's record at Southampton. So let's not go to 1902. Let's go to 2021. You're going to have Liverpool players in your team this weekend. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So Southampton have lost 8 of their last 9 home games to Southampton. To say Liverpool have won 8 of their last 9 games at Southampton. They lost in January 2021 1-0, but they won 4-0 in November, 2-0 last season, 4-0 the year before that. Got a couple of 3-0s in there as well. They've got a good record. They've got a very good record under Klopp at Southampton. And there's absolutely nothing at all that says that that's going to change at any time soon. So you might just have to load up on Liverpool players. But which ones is the question? So maybe just have to wait for Klopp's press conference on that. When do they kick off, Liverpool? They don't have like a late kickoff on it, do they? Oh, they kick off on Tuesday.
So it's close.
Yeah, because it's FA Cup.
That is very tight.
Yeah, it is very, very tight. It is. So you just got to keep an eye on it and then make your decisions. Should we quickly run through our drafts, Ben?
Yeah, you go first then, mate.
Okay,
so that we can, you know, end on a high, end on a laugh with my free hit team.
Okay, so at the moment I've got Pickford in goal. And then I've got Trent, Alexander-Arnold, I've got Mikalenko, and I've got Cash at the back.
We're literally exactly the same so far.
I've also got Castagna in there as well for Leicester, but I think he'd just probably be bench. And I've got Cody in there just for bench. And then I've got Jota, De Bruyne, Zaha, Son and Madison. And then I've got Richarlison, Watkins and Mateta up top. So I'd play a 3-5-2. So Alexander-Arnold, Mikalenko, Cash, Jota, De Bruyne, Zaha, Son, Madison, Richarlison, Watkins. Captain would probably be either Richarlison or Son.
Okay, I've got exactly the same backline as you. I've gone for Zaha, Barnes and Coutinho in midfield with Madison there as well. I might take out Madison for a Liverpool attacker, depending on what happens in terms of who starts at the FA Cup.
Yeah, Jota would become Diaz for me if either of them don't start. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've got Vardy, Kane and Ings leading the line. Let's get 3 up top. Come on, let's go big. Let's get those points in. I'm coming for you, Rich Wolfenden.
So no Salah, no De Bruyne, no Son.
No.
Ouchie.
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment. Well, you said take Salah out. You said, "Oh, I've been looking at Salah's stats, and they're not been very good recently."
Well, no, they've not. But I'm just saying you've not got three of the like highest owned players.
At the start of this recording, I had Salah in this team, and I've done all sorts of changes to get him out and change it
around. I said Salah, De Bruyne,
bring him back in. I've got no money left.
I said Salah, De Bruyne, Son. I mentioned three. Right, not just Salah.
Talk sport again. It's turning into talk sport again. Let's calm it down.
Texas.
Yeah, Jamie O'Hara, we'll get your opinion in a minute. Just leave it out. yeah, I think I'm not going to free hit. I'll probably look to bring in another Liverpool player.
You couldn't free hit, could you?
No, I can't free hit. That's why I'm not looking to do it.
I was going to say, oh, that's exciting. You got free hit for game week 38.
No, got no chips left. I'm chipless. Wow. But I've still got Havertz in my team, and it looks like Lukaku's like rediscovered some mad form. Obviously, they've only got a single game week this week, so it's probably not worth having any Chelsea players in. But it's just that Southampton fixture, isn't it? It's so tasty. I might look to get Jota in. I don't really want to rejig my defence. I've already got Robertson in him, and Alexander-Arnold kind of do the same thing anyway, so... You know, I'm happy to have Robertson in and save a little bit of cash. But at the moment, the captaincy is on De Bruyne. But that could well change. I need to do a little bit of research. But I feel it's awful because I feel like he's earned the captain's armband in like a football manager kind of way. Not that it benefits in any kind of way whatsoever, just keeping the armband on the same player week in, week out. But, you know, I'm sure he's used up all his goals for the rest of the season now in that game. But yeah, for now it's on De Bruyne, and we'll see that will probably change as the game week deadline approaches, which is Sunday morning. Oh, 10:30. I'll be in bed by then. I need to do that.
That's why it's good that we've got a few. It's good that we've got the FA Cup final before the deadline, so we can keep an eye on that Liverpool lineup and see and make our choices from there, really.
Yeah, defo.
Cool.
Sound then. Brilliant. Okay, so there we go then. Oh man, we are really running out of game weeks, aren't we? So, two game weeks to go. Game week 37 on the cards. Everyone at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Join the Discord for any late options, questions, and any other questions we will answer for you. But yeah, best of luck. Big double game week.